I have a relative who's had a number of unusual ailments. When I hear of a new-to-me diagnosis, I turn to Google and search for disease X to find out more about it. That's one reason I find Google's new Flu Trends service so interesting. It tracks searches for combinations of words like flu and symptoms and offers a map that purports to track the flu's progression across the United States. The more searches in a particular state, they say, the more that means that the flu has struck there. But there are probably a lot of people in the U.S. like me who've searched for disease X for a relative in Maine, or who've searched for flu symptoms because a daughter away at college in California isn't feeling quite right. Or they're curious. Or maybe they find out, based on the symptoms list, that they don't have the flu. Google argues that those flukes really don't make much difference in the aggregate. People at Google say that they recognize that they're not getting precise, certifiable diagnoses. Instead, they say that they're simply getting a general sense of the spread of the flu through the sheer volume of searches, and that so far the information generally matches up with what's happening in doctors' offices. The evidence of the spread of illness based on those searches, then, is good enough, close enough to be at least somewhat relevant. And here's how it's all related to law. Just as we might find searches for flu symptoms enough support for what's going on in a particular household, Internet searches are being used as evidence offered in a courtroom that somebody did something wrong. Now, you can be sure that defense attorneys have argued that just because someone has done an Internet search for something doesn't mean that that person ever actually committed a crime. I'm reminded of a search I've done for hidden camera, not because I have plans to install one, but because I teach a related course and want to keep up on the latest privacy-invading technology. Heaven help me if I'm ever suspected of placing an illicit hidden camera myself. My search could become part of the evidence, one stone placed on the guilt side of the scale. Whether that's fair or not, whether a jury should hear such evidence or not, is a call that judges make. Many of the reported cases involved child pornography, and a defendant's Google search is just a small part of what in many cases seems to be overwhelming evidence of guilt. After all, there's that whole beyond a reasonable doubt standard in criminal cases, and it's highly likely that a couple of Google searches simply won't suffice, even if a judge allows them into evidence. Nonetheless, it makes me just a little bit uncomfortable to read that a man in New York was convicted of murder in 2007 because, among other evidence, someone searched for the phrase "murder with note with letter left behind" on his home computer. Or that a jury could hear evidence that a woman accused of killing her own husband, but making it look like another had done it, had searched for that other person's name on the Internet. But such is the wave of the future, it seems. If we as a society embrace Google's flu trends as a flu tracking method, as imperfect as that may be, I'd predict that more prosecutors will be filing requests for Google searches, that more judges will come to accept them as evidence that's more probative than prejudicial, and that more people will be brought down based in part on searches they did on the Internet. To me, then, the flu map on Google indicates a bit more than simply the spread of flu across the United States. I'm Amy Guida.